Amen. Well, we're going to pray in a moment. I just want to make it clear about the mission of this ministry. What is the mission of this ministry? And the Lord made it even clearer to me, the mission, and I want you to know it. I want you to know what is the target here, why God placed this church here, why we come here, what are we doing? And it will be so clear to you this morning that you always have your target before you. You'll know exactly what to do. I mean, you know where you're going. That's a powerful thing. And we have talked about it, but the Lord made it so specific to me, and it's so clear, and it's so simple, it will give you a journey to travel like nothing else. Coming into the realm of the apostolic knowledge of the church, how the church should function properly under God's government, and how your life, nothing should overrule your life as you know how to function properly in the government of God. Now, the Word of God tells us about the government of God, the Spirit of God reveal the government of God. But there have been so many things that have blocked us from walking in the fullness of what God wants us to walk in. And so at a time like this, we got to know everything to protect ourselves and to know how to stand, all right? And so I want you to write these things down. Then we'll stand back up and pray and shake hands and fellowship. But these things are so important for direction, for protection, for you as a child of God, being a part and functioning in the local church, yet it's the church at large. I think what it's going to do is going to bring improvement to your personal life, to your family, to your children. To be able to follow so clearly and to be able to play your part. It's based on two scriptures, Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. Ephesians 4, 11 and 12. It'll make this service more clear to you. You're going to make everything from this day forward more clarity. That's why I'm doing it now. What I preach going to be clearer. What they sing going to be clearer. Whatever we do here going to be clearer. These five ascension gifts you have in this verse, they're called ascension gifts, meaning they came after he ascended to carry out what he was carrying out when he was here on earth, Jesus. And then they're called five grace gifts. There are five gifts of grace. They are placed in a divine order to function properly. They are placed in the divine order. You see them in that verse. If one missing, it's a mess. You'll never be able to go, no matter how much you read, how much you pray, what you name your church. If those five graces you see there in that verse are not in place, are not functioning in divine order, you're going to have a separation. You're going to have, for rhyming purpose, you're going to have less visitation. Heaven can't visit when things are not going the way heaven said it to be. All right? Now, when those fives are out of place, the apostle, the prophet, I mean in chronological order, when those five are out of place, it put three other things out of place. Go to the next verse. Those three things are out of place now. For your completion, your perfection, the perfection of the saints. You the saint, right? Talk to me now, all right? Number two, it put the work of the ministry out of place. Because the saint, if the saint not perfected, if the saint not matured, if the saint's not complete, then the work of the ministry will not be carried out as it should, because immature people cannot function in the Spirit of God as they should. Right? Then the third part now, in which we all must open our eyes, you're building up. You being, you having spiritual muscles as you should have to deal with the affairs of life. The edifying of the body of Christ. You the body of Christ, right? Well, if the five out of place, the three going to be out of place. And then this last one, the building up. No matter how much you pray in the spirit, no matter how much you read, no matter how many times you go to church, if the five graces is out of place, the five ascension gifts is out of place, that means I'm going to be out of place in three ways. I'm not going to be perfected. I'm not going to be matured. I'm not going to be complete. You see it? Number one, for the perfection of the saint. Come on, say it, for the perfection of the saint. All right, so the saint can't be perfected unless the gifts are perfected. All right, so here we're going in the apostolic avenue where you're going to be stronger, wiser, healthier, happier. Are you following me? And so in this vision of this ministry, I used to use Acts 6 and 7 and the word of God increased in the number of disciples multiplied, and that's one of the scriptures he gave me. But the Holy Spirit showed me that these three things here in verse 12 that lead to verse 13 through 16, it's not my message this morning, but lead to verse 13 through 16, I want you to read them sometime. For the perfecting of the saint, he told me, he says, Leroy, I've showed you this by the first statement I give you. Right here. Read it. Doing what? Changing the lives of people with the word of God. That's number one in verse 12. For the perfection of the saint. The saint cannot be perfected without a revelation. That's number one. So that's our assignment. So that's what we're doing. That's what I'll be doing here in a few moments. Is aiming to change your life with the word of God. Will you let me do it? Members? 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 Would you let me do it? Yeah. Change your life from that fivefold position of the ascension gifts of grace. There's a grace on my life for you. Let me say that again. There's a grace. It's not so much about me. It's a grace that God has placed on my life for you to constantly change your life every time you come here. Tell somebody, my life will be changed this morning. Then secondly, now look what he says. What does the second part of the verse say? For the work of the ministry? Second part of this vision. Equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. The first part got to come first. Because if the first part don't come, you're not going to be equipped. If you're not perfected, if you're not complete, you don't have revelation, you don't have understanding. Look, forget regular church. You know, you want me to read scripture and sing a song? Forget that. I'm trying to get you somewhere. We all right. Because we didn't sing the second song. I didn't pray as soon as I got up. But we still all right. God not mad with us. So equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. If the body of Christ not here, they can't get there. Notice it didn't say twisting the body of Christ's arm to tell somebody about Jesus. Didn't say that. He said equipping the body of Christ. Then the third part is there. It says, and I was shocked, for the edifying of the body of Christ. What? For the building up of the body of Christ? There it is right there. When you're built up, you become. I can't hear you. I can't hear y'all over there. You become what? A covenant. How many of y'all appreciate being a covenant winner? You know what a covenant winner is? Do you have any idea what it means to be a covenant winner? Everything that God has said begin to manifest in your life. That's what we're here about. That's what we come here about. We come here not just to try to get somebody saved. We come here to carry these three things out. Enforcing these, stand back on your feet. Stand back on your feet now. So I want you to remember that. I want y'all to know this, memorize this. This is our assignment as members of the body of Christ. I mean, it doesn't matter what nobody else doing, but God have given us this threefold vision to carry out, and they're in chronological order. You can't have, if your life not changed, you can't evangelize. And if your life not changed, you can't evangelize, that means you can't live this winner life. Do you know what I'm telling you this morning? I'm actually telling you, you listening?
Yes, sir.
How to win all the time. Because sure enough, if you know how and do carry out his business, baby, nobody better not touch you.
Amen.
See, so he'll provide for you supernaturally. Our God is a supernatural God. There's no impossibility to him. And if we come into divine alignment, but here's what happened, body of Christ, all over the world, I want you to hear this. You couldn't go there. You could not, the church have not been able to go there because of the grace gifts out of place. The apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the pastor, and the evangelist. Everybody trying to be everybody. And so the order wasn't there. If the order not there, the revelation can't be there. If the revelation can't be there, the anointing can't be there. If the anointing not there, the wisdom cannot be there. And so your life has been in a deficit, or there have been a shortage in your life as a Christian, because God's divine order has not completely been in place. Now, why God called us to do so much, you know, even this would be a shock to the whole church world, what I'm saying now, because I'm talking to the whole body of Christ at large, that the fivefold ministry or the five graces or the five essential gifts, then Ephesians 4:11, must be in order. In other words, that apostle must be there to cause that pastor to function properly. You can't live just on teaching. You got to live prophetically. You got to live apostolically. You got to live prophetically. Are you listening to me? You got to live under a teacher. You got to live under a pastor who love you. And that's what I'm going to do this morning, love you and show you some things. But yet I have to do it from an apostolic and prophetic point of view. I wish I had five or six people understanding me. Our ministry is threefold. You can't go to the last one. I just want to be a covenant winner, me. I ain't got time to evangelize, but I want to be a covenant winner. Can't do it. This ministry made up of three parts. You got to be changed first. You can't go straight to be a covenant winner and you're not changed. You see it? But it's here for you. Tell the person next to you, but it's here for you. So would you come in agreement with me that the rest of our lives, we will aim to have these three things functioning in our life as a commission, as a vision, as a mission from God. I want you to look over them, you know, through the week and look over them a certain time, how much is important, and they're in chronological order, change, equip, winner. Lift your hand and see if you can reach this now. Now, Father, thank you for revealing to us at this moment, this time, this stage, in the kingdom of God and in the work of God and in this world, the believers here at Word of Life Christian Center, everyone who playing a part, everyone you have called to this ministry, this morning we come in full agreement with clear understanding of what our assignment in your great plan. You give us this threefold commission. I've aimed to explain it some this morning. I'll explain it more as you give me a deeper revelation on it. But they know it's a threefold vision that we have, and that each one of us are called to be changed, to equip, and to be a covenant winner. We recognize that we teach the word, we study the word, Father, but we can't go directly and be a covenant winner without fulfilling the other two. Every person that you've called to this ministry, every family that is here this morning, those three things will elevate, consecrate, and put their lives in a dominating position. I thank you as we walk in the fivefold ministry gift, the threefold anointing will rest upon every member of this church. They will enjoy maturity. Good God Almighty. They will enjoy witnessing. And they will enjoy their lots of winning. So every situation here this morning that have been a hinder to anybody under the sound of my voice here and connected with us around the world, and they're connected to this ministry, connected to this vision, connected to this calling, connected to this assignment, may every member now align themselves with this assignment. This assignment is bigger than me, it's bigger than you, it's bigger than all of us, Father. We recognize that. So pour a special anointing on this house today. And thank you for every person you've sent here to help carry this commission out. Let us operate as one man. We thank you this morning that things in people's lives in this very church now start changing. Families start changing. Health start changing. Understanding start changing. Wisdom start changing right now as we make ourselves available to fulfill the call that you've put on our line, the call that you've put on this ministry here in Darrow, the call. You have called us to the world, and we will flow together. We will keep each other back. We will hold each other hand and lift each other arm. Thank you for your presence this morning. We aim to carry it out. Holy Spirit, help us now. Carry it out as you desire for it to be carried out. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, how many understood the three things? Who want to tell me the first one? Because I'm about to do something memorial here. Tell me the first one. Change the life of people. That's all of us called to do that. As I minister to you this morning, whatever I minister to you, you'll be ready to change somebody's life. Change your life and change somebody else's life. Second one, who gonna be the second one? Okay. To do what? Look at it. Look at it. No, look at it. Yeah, so you've got to have the whole thing because it's not a Darrow issue here. It's the whole world. Oh, who gave me number three? Go ahead. All right, so it means that you have been sent here by God for those three reasons. And mean number three not going to happen until you understand number one and number two. Who with me now? I mean, I like school because school kind of clear things up, you know. School kind of educates you a little bit, you know what I'm saying? All right, you got it? Now, how many of y'all are members of this church? Hold your hand up, don't be scared. This your assignment. Keep the hand up. I'm not talking about the bab dab. I need real members. I don't need no members in and out. I'm talking about you. God call you here to be under me to fulfill these threefold mission. That has to be your mission. That has to be above everything you do from now on. Those three things. If my life is going away from those three things, something wrong. I get back in line. because I'm going to mess myself up because I'm headed to be a covenant winner, right? Huh? All right, now, here's what I want you to do. Members, I want y'all to do that. Shake seven people's hands and tell them, I'm called to this assignment. You know what the assignment is. Don't act like you don't know what it is. You know what the assignment is. Don't act like you don't know what it is. It's threefold. My job is to train you and to develop you. But it's your job to see to it that you recognize that you connected to this threefold assignment. It's a threefold vision. I got it, Lord. I got it. I want you to write two more words down. Two more words. Vision. Boy, the Holy Ghost really ministering to us this morning. Vision, benefits. Then there's the word benefit. The Bible says, and you have to find it, where there's no vision, the people perish. Right? Where there's no vision, the people perish. You just looked at the vision that you're called to, all right? Threefold vision. All right? I remember some years ago, the Lord said to me, yes, but where there's a vision, the people prosper. Write that down. I am not going to permit you not to prosper in this ministry. I'll put you out first. I ask you to leave. I will not permit you not to prosper in the midst of a prosperous vision. Listen to me very carefully. There's a word in the scripture called exaltation. In any real vision from God, there are benefits you can't get no other way. So there are certain benefits that is due in your life because God connected you with this vision. See, if you remain just a church member, you're not going to understand God put you here for a blessed reason. Routines are over. Revelation has come. So you will not come to church routinely no more, because every time you headed toward this place, you know you're headed into a revelation. Everybody say vision.
Vision.
Say it again.
Vision.
Now, when you talk about a vision from God, you're talking about seeing something that nobody else can see. I just was give a benediction. We'll go home in a few minutes. Because I got to give you two more words. All of these things are powerful. Assignment. Say it.
Alignment.
Assignment. That is a threefold assignment. Alignment. When you are in alignment with this assignment, every blessing that flows through this assignment And you in alignment belong to you. So refuse, I might not be able to say this word right, to be an, what is it, alien? That's when you're off. Yeah, refuse that. Know this assignment. Know it's threefold. Know your part. Yes. Here we go again. Assignment, alignment, ascension. Many of your lives are about to ascend. Ascend into a greater dimension of a spiritual position of being blessed supernaturally by the hands of God. So it's assignment, alignment, and ascension. You're about to ascend to another facet of living. Thank you, Jesus. Because if you know your assignment and you know how to make alignment, I hear the word flourishing. There's a flow you've been trying to get in. It has come to you this morning. Everything you've been working on, don't care how long you've been working on it, could go to mind. From vision and assignment alignment, it enable you to see what God see. From this morning forward, as you come in alignment, you will be able to see exactly what God sees He wants your life to have. Now, what I'm doing right now is shifting from the routine and passing this church. And telling you, you're not here just because this church in Darrow. You're not here because of me. You're here because a vision had been set and God decided to connect you to it. So here's what God, I think we've talked long enough for me to say this, God put in my spirit. He wants you to see yourself as special. Because this is a special assignment. So you have a special privilege of being a part of a special thing that God has set in the world. How many listen to what I'm saying? How many, let me ask you a question. Are things becoming clearer to you? I don't know, we might have to make this MP3 available for you. On me, because I really want you to have this. Because you need to listen to this over and over. I'm saying more than, you see what I'm saying, Junior? I think the Lord's setting us up here. I think we're being set up this morning to have a better relationship with one another, have a better fellowship, have a better ambition to be what he wants to do, and change the routine, change the regular, and step into the real. Be a little, I'm trying to use a word, feisty. You got a little, yeah, I'm just, I'm saying it right? Yeah. You know, instead of just, you know, hello, how you doing this morning? What time it is? You just got here 3 minutes ago. What time is it? If you hear me, you'll never have to wait on Christmas again to celebrate. To be happy. To dress up. You dress up every day. Be happy every day. Buy somebody a gift every day. Keep the tree up 365 days a year. And be looking under the tree every time you pass through the house. Got something under here again? You don't have to wait till 25th. Wow. Wow. All right, here's what we're going to do. I got to figure out a way to do this because I'm pastoring right now, and I want your life changed. I don't want to say I'm humdrum. The Lord, I'm able to apostolically pastor you now. So I'm in alignment with the fivefold ministry group. So now I want you to, and you know the number 7 is the number of completion. I can't get no better words, so I just have to use these. I need you to shake hands with 7 people and tell them this. I'm faithfully connected to this vision of God. Great, 7 people. I'm faithful.